What's good, y'all? Let's Make Sense of It podcast. We are back for another week. And like we always say,
the truth you don't want, but you definitely need it.
You definitely need it. I go by the boy Vance. And we are back again. Like always, follow us on Instagram. Let's Make Sense of It _. Let's Make Sense of It _. You can follow us, subscribe to us on YouTube. Let's Make Sense of It. And just let you know everything else, Apple, Spotify, all of that good stuff. Now, as you can see, our beautiful background right here. We back out on the road again. You know, we had to pull up. back out on the road again. The power of networking. I was actually supposed to have, had this young lady on with the last situation, but you know, it's neither here nor there. So we on the that's neither here nor there. So let's introduce our guest, Miss Candace. How are you? Hold on. There we go. I got the right one this day.
I got the right one today.
Okay. All right. So before we start, first, thank you for, you know, letting us pull up to your
establishment. Thank you for having me. Also, thank you for, you know, coming to the spa. Shout out to the flower wall, of course.
Y'all see, she put that together, y'all.
Yes. A lot of hard work with that wall.
All right. So let's start off this way. Explain who you are first. Let's start this way. Who is Candace?
Oh, okay. Okay, so I am Candace Ray. I'm a licensed esthetician from Philly, working in Philly. I specialize in facials, waxing, and makeup. And I also hold slay and sip classes. So, in fact, I'm actually having a class tomorrow. My class is makeup and mimosas. So basically, I'm teaching you how to do like a full face of makeup. You bring your own foundation, but I literally provide like everything else. So you're getting a variety of concealers, the tools, you know, a lip, blush, all of that kind of stuff. And you get litty while you get pretty. So you can bring your own.
Put that on
your
shirt.
Get litty while you get pretty. So you can bring your own, like, you know, beverages, snacks, all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to have mimosas for everybody else tomorrow too. So that's what I do.
So let's go back to the beginning. So how did you get into the whole skincare industry?
Like, okay,
when did you first find your interest in that?
Well, my background is actually in journalism. Mm-hmm. I have a degree from Penn State University in print journalism.
Okay,
so getting into that industry was literally terrible. Like, I couldn't get into it. So what I did was I started a blog to kind of just keep my writing up until I could, like, get my foot in the door.
Okay.
And that just opened up everything. Like, I started to write about beauty.
Okay.
And I was not into makeup or anything like that till I was probably, like, 25, 26. Like, okay. I didn't start doing my makeup until then. And then I started writing about beauty. And then once I wrote about it, I was like, okay, well, I can't really write about it and not
do it.
So I tried mascara for the first time, literally, and I was like, oh wow,
I can't. Like, I want mascara out of all of
yes, it was, because I have like naturally long lashes. So when I saw like the extension of it, I was like, okay, well then what does blush do? Mm-hmm. What does foundation do? How do you do concealer? So I did that, and then from there I started a YouTube channel.
Okay.
And within my YouTube channel, I was getting like a lot of women who look like me, chocolate girls like us.
Right.
And it was just like, okay, so how do you do your makeup and it looks natural? And how do you wear like wild, crazy colors, but you're darker?
Right.
So I was just like, well, this is how I do it. So I started showing it. And then I was getting comments like, well, that's nice and I like how you do it, but I need somebody to sit in front of me. Like, I need somebody to show me.
Yeah, I need somebody to show me.
And so I was like, you know what? I think I can do this as like a class, but make it fun. Like, cause you know, learning a new task can be like, oh my gosh, like I don't want to learn this.
Intimidating.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to make classes, but I'm going to make it fun. I'm going to make it where you can like bring, you know, wine, champagne, have snacks, bring your girlfriend, stuff like that. And just, you know, be fun. So then I got into that. And then once I got into that, I was like, I don't want to do anything and not know the most, like be an expert. So I went back and got my license.
What's the process of becoming a licensed esthetician, and what exactly is a licensed esthetician? Because some people just play in makeup and everything. So what exactly is that?
So a licensed esthetician, like the scope of your license, like by law in Pennsylvania says that.
I had to put the bylaw in there.
Bylaw says that you are allowed to do like facial procedures, makeup, and also remove superfluous hair. So that's basically like the bigger way of saying waxing. Mm-hmm. So
some of them at home waxers don't even know what that word means.
So it's like you can an esthetician is a makeup artist, a waxer, and a skin expert all in one. You are licensed to do all of those things in like this the state of Pennsylvania, or any state really, but like in the state of Pennsylvania, that's what you are licensed to do. And you have to go to school and you get it's 500 hours. It's 500 hours that you have to do, which is the equivalent of like 4 to 5 months, depending on your, I think it's if you go full-time or part-time. So
see, some people only got 500 seconds, let alone 500 hours.
It's a process.
It is a process. So, and mine took longer because I went at the tail end of 2019.
Oh, wow. So right before COVID?
Yeah, so right before. I actually only had one day left, and it shut down before before I was able to finish. Yeah, so it took me like 4 extra months to just finish school. Only that one day.
I had that same problem. I went for cosmetology.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, and I was going full-time. And it was good at first, and then you miss them days, and you got to make up them hours, and everybody else is graduating before you, and then you got to come back, and you got to finish. And then that test, it was.
Yeah.
It's a toll.
You took your boards?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're licensed too? Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead, girl.
Damn, that's crazy.
I just don't do it no more.
You know what? That happens to a lot of people. Like, they'll get into it, and then they'll be like, no. Nah, like, I don't want to do it anymore.
So what's the do's and don'ts when it comes to skin? Because I know you probably see a bunch of stuff online, and you it probably just make your blood boil. So what's the do's and don'ts when it comes to skin?
Question. It's very broad too.
What's the number one thing that you see people do that they shouldn't do to their skin?
That they don't do.
Go and get a chemical peel, and you've never had a facial before.
Ooh. Mm.
It's not a quick fix. First of all, having melanated skin and going to get a chemical peel can be really dangerous because most of the people who have those licenses and those like credentials don't look like us. So they don't know how to take care of our skin, and they don't know what it takes for us to heal versus, you know, someone with a lighter pigment. So you need to go to somebody that's going to educate you on what they're doing, as well as making you feel comfortable, telling you the products that they're using and things like that. And I'm one of those people where you could come to me and you can ask me, that's fine, but I'm not going to do it. You know, like I will get you acclimated first. Like, okay, well, have you had a facial before? No, I haven't. Okay, well, why don't we try these things first to ease you into it? And if you try that and you start to get the results that you want, then yeah. And it's also about consistency too. You can't just think that you're going to go get this one fell swoop, like, oh, I'm just going to get all my skin burnt off and regrow it back, because that's really what it is. It's a chemical burn. So you can't just go get all your skin like burnt off and then just regrow it and it's going to be okay. Like, you still have to do,
it's a process.
You know, yeah, you have to have a routine.
And I feel like a lot of people, when it comes to their skin too, they don't know who to go to.
Right.
Because they'll ask somebody with like clear skin and they'll be like, oh, how do you get your skin so clear? And it's just like, what if naturally my genetics are that I have clear skin?
Right.
Like, I don't have acne problems. So I'm just using Dove exfoliating soap and water and calling it a day. And you got to actually have like a regimen of 2 cleansers and a toner and all this extra stuff you got to go through. And I don't have to go through it.
Right.
So I think a lot of people need somebody they can just talk to and branch off, like, okay, this is what you may want to start using for your face.
I fully agree. And what I run into as well is people don't know their skin type.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big thing. People don't normally know like their skin type, or they'll be like, "Oh, like I break out here and there, but I think I'm oily, or like I think I'm dry and stuff like that." And being in this industry, you know that sometimes your skin reacts off of things that you're doing, and that's not exactly your skin type.
Yeah, right. Like, I had a makeup artist ask me that. She was like, she was doing my, before she did my makeup, she was like, "What's your skin type?" I was like, She was like, are you oily, combination, is it dry? I was like, girl, we got a combination of things going on. I get oily in my T-zone, or I get dry there.
Yes, and then sometimes T-zone? Yeah. Come on, use the words.
We had to get in. Like, we had to know some things. Like, we had to know what was going on. But to be asked those questions and then you don't know the answer, it makes you feel like, oh, what am I doing at home? Right. I'm thinking I'm beating my face.
You have to do more. Mm-hmm. And I think that was very smart of her to ask that sort of question, because that'll help her to make your makeup last.
Right.
If she uses the products that are more conducive to your skin and how it works.
All right. So before you started with the spa, right, did you work somewhere before this? Like, what was your first initial, like, before you say, I'm going to open a spa, what did you do before? Like,
I was in urgent care.
Really?
What?
During the pandemic, y'all.
Oh, shit.
Yes, during the pandemic. So, like I said, because I was doing, like, a blog, I knew that I wanted to do something bigger with my blog, but I didn't exactly know what that was. And then when I was introduced to beauty and I started to fall in love with it more and more and more, I knew that this is what I wanted to do, like, eventually. Mm-hmm. So I had to do something to pay the bills. So I got into urgent care, and I was working there for almost 8 years before I left in 2021. And I loved it. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I loved it. I loved healthcare. It was good. It just wasn't my passion.
Right.
So, but working in healthcare during the pandemic,
I'm sure that was fun.
That was hell.
Oh, my goodness.
So what year did you open this spa?
In 2022, in March of 2022.
Oh, yeah. So you coming up on what, 2 years?
2 years.
Mm-hmm. Coming up on 2 years. So what was the hardest part? People don't tell you the other side of it. People don't tell you the other side of entrepreneurship. You think you just open a place and then it's just all good, you know, money come running in.
Everything is hard.
Mm. Really?
Everything is hard. Because I'm not going to say there's not rewards in it. Like, this is really my child. Like, this is really my baby. I love it. I love being here. I love doing what I love to do every day. I love being creative with how I put out content for my spa. I love meeting new people and them, like, not knowing what they want for their skin or just self-care, too.
Right.
Because that's a big part of it. So I love all of that. But that's just on the esthetician side.
Mm-hmm.
On the business owner side, it's a lot, because until you get into it, like, really into it, you have no idea how many things you're responsible for.
Right.
So I think that's the other side that people don't see and don't get, because it's like you think that you're just opening. It's like, yeah, you're opening a business, but you have to have business insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deal with your landlord. You have to You have utilities.
Right.
You have inventory that comes in. You have like advertisements that you want to put out. There's so many, like, small intricate parts that goes into just being, like, a business owner. The esthetician side is fun, but the business owner side, that's the daunting and hard part.
Right. So you mentioned products. So as we just, well, y'all can't see, but behind you, so you have your own products.
Yes.
So how did you start with that? Like, what's the, you just said, I know it, I'm gonna just do my own thing?
Well, no, it actually came because, so during the pandemic, like I told you, I was working at urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
And I developed an allergy. Now, I've never had allergies before.
Mm-hmm.
And I developed a blue dye allergy.
Oh.
Blue dye allergy.
Yeah. Do you know how many things is blue dye is in?
Okay. I just started learning about red dye, so yeah.
Yeah, so let me tell you, I can't eat M&Ms, I can't eat Sour Patch Kids.
Damn, the good candies.
That part.
Hand sanitizer has blue dye in it, the one that's tinted blue with the aloe vera.
Oh,
certain
shit.
Soaps, I cannot use Tide, I can't use Dawn. So all of those things have blue dye in. Exactly. It literally ruined my life.
I can't go shop with you at all. Like,
yeah.
Can't put that
so in. I just have to have, like, the free. I was so happy to see that they started doing the free and clear stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I developed that allergy, and how I found out was, number one, eating blue Takis. And then also number two.
Not the Takis.
Love Takis. So I ate blue Takis, but, you know, in the pandemic, we were wearing the blue surgical masks.
Oh, yeah.
So I was working in urgent care, so I had to have those, like, I had to have a mask on,
mm-hmm.
and those were the ones that were there. So I used it, and it literally made like a contact dermatitis like line across my face. Like, and it was like bubbled up. It was like, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then when it healed, it was all dark. Like, it was all dark spots and stuff like that. And so
5 o'clock shadow.
Everything, right?
Ah, she died. Right. Not the 5 o'clock shadow.
That's that line.
It really played me. I look like a Muslim boy with a Sunni. It wasn't cool at all. It wasn't cool at all. So I was trying to do research and stuff because I was already in aesthetics, like, you know, I was trying to get my license and I was just like, well, what can I do to get this like hyperpigmentation like off my face? And so most of the research that I was doing said chemical peel. And I was like, well, I don't want to do that because that's just like a really harsh thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I want to learn about it and stuff like that. So because like I didn't really find it. Mm-hmm. I made it. Yeah, I made it. So I work with a lab out in Oregon, and I came up with like the basics. I came up with cleanser, toner, and moisturizer, just like the basics of skincare, mm-hmm. so that like, you know, you could get what you need, but this is safely to be able to use every single day, so you can just put it in your routine.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. So you have a thing called Slay It Sundays. How did that get started? And explain what Slay It Sundays is.
I love Slay It Sunday. Slay It Sunday is my baby. So basically, like, Slay It Sunday is makeup tutorials or skin tutorials in my stories every single Sunday.
Oh. Okay.
So it's like, it's kind of like, you know how you go out when you pregame with your girls? Kind of like that
sometimes.
So okay, yeah.
they mother, so I pregame. It's like, girl, I gotta get off the phone with you. I got a baby crying in the background.
Right. I mean,
I got you. But I understand.
Definitely understandable.
I understand,
right?
It.
But it's you. But you getting ready, right? You getting ready to music. Mm-hmm. You might have like a glass of wine, or mm-hmm. if it's early, you might have like a little coffee or tea or something like that. So that started because of the pandemic. Everybody was in the house. We was bored. We wasn't really doing anything.
Smart.
So I was just like, you know, I don't have nowhere to put my makeup on for. Like, I'm getting dressed for? I'm getting dressed in the living room.
I was going to Shop Right
every other day, right?
Yeah.
Just sitting in the house, you know, being on Tory Lanez's live, doing nothing, you know, that thing.
I cannot.
So I was like, okay, I want to do something. So I just started doing my makeup every single Sunday. And I just was doing it for fun and mm-hmm. to just, like, you know, have something to do during the pandemic, but it caught on.
That's good. Now, like, that's dope.
I don't do it, people are like, where's Slay Sunday? Like, what are you doing? Or, like, I've had people say that they've gone and bought different products because, like, I've said it. I've had different brands reach out to me. I actually got partnered with a brand from doing that. And now, like, I'm on their PR list and they send me product. And when I opened the spa, they actually sent me, like, a big box of stuff.
Really?
To just hand out to people.
How did you get that? Pretty much. How did you get the?
So, I do the routine and I just talk about the brand and I shout them out. Like, I at the brand.
Oh,
it's very hard with the makeup brands because if you're in it, you're in it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like how that is with the makeup brands. Like, mm-hmm. they use the same people over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
But like the skin brands, they're just starting to kind of like get into the influencer thing. Mm-hmm. Like, they've been into it, but now they see how beneficial it is.
Right.
So they'll do it more. So I just kind of like at the brand, and I really liked it. It's called Good Molecules. I really liked the brand. So I just started using their products, and then they kind of like reached out to me one day and was like, hey, can we send you this and you say something about it? And I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll do that. So they just started sending me packages and stuff.
Well, they should send truthful ones because you got some people that'll partner with these brands and knowing damn well that's not for everybody's skin.
Yes.
And they don't talk about it, and then you just got people buying and everybody breaking out rashes and stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's okay to try, you know what I mean? But it's also like, don't say like, oh, this is for all skin types and you can use this. And no.
Right.
You have to say like who it's actually for and who you recommend. Like, I'd say stuff like, yeah, this, I can use this because I know that how it works for me, but you may not want to use this if you have blah, 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 you know?
Right. So having this spa, I'm sure it's probably a lot, especially being a business owner. So do you have like a team with you or like people that help you out?
I have a team, but they're not paid.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't have, I don't have anybody directly that works for me. However, mm-hmm. like I have a group of friends where like when we will get together and we'll break stuff down. Like we'll get out the whiteboard, mm-hmm. we'll break stuff down. Like, okay, so like what does your next couple months look like? Like, what do you want to do? What's your idea for this? Let's break that down. I have other friends who are also like entrepreneurs and stuff like that. And we just come together and just brainstorm together.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah. So it's not, it's a team, right? But it's not technically a team
and
just for this.
And nobody on payroll.
Yeah. Nobody's on payroll yet.
We get together and we get it going.
Nobody's on payroll yet.
That's smart. Okay. That's smart. All right. Well, we'll double back around. We're going to get into some of our questions here.
Okay.
Let's turn it to our little co-host here. All right. So, see how we want. See how we want to start this off. All right, so I got this list. Been finding a lot of lists lately. So we did a list last week. It's not 20. Like last week was 20. It kind of carried us. But so it's basically love is not, love is, and lust versus love. So I'm going to start with the love. I'm going to start with the love is not, and you just tell me if you agree or disagree. All right. All right. So love is not. Number one, abuse.
Agree.
Agree with that one. Manipulation.
Agree.
Toxic.
Agree. For sure.
Agree.
Agree.
What?
Love I would have said something else, but just agree.
Love
I just want to agree.
Love is not toxic.
Okay. No.
No.
Good sex.
What?
I didn't write the list.
Love is not good sex?
It says love is not good sex.
I don't agree.
I'm liking them. You got,
why would you need, put that on the
you
not
need more
part?
Context to that because like what are we talking about, like y'all only having sex, is that
just
or you only like you substituting that for everything else that they do wrong? So I need context to that to say it's not that, because if I love you a whole lot, we love each other and we have good sex, that's a part of our love somewhere in it.
Because sometimes people I don't know, like I don't, maybe they
you ain't loving nobody and having bad sex.
Yeah.
Like consistently,
that might make you.
That's horrible. That is horrible.
If you love somebody, and like bad sex, that's terrible.
I feel like Ant would jump in here. Go ahead. Look at he can't even get himself together. Girl, what you about to say?
I was in a relationship for like maybe like 4 or 5 years and the sex was just trash.
The whole time.
Why would you stay?
The whole time. Why would I stay? I was cheating.
See, that's why you need context.
So what were you getting out of that relationship that you stayed but you cheated?
I think it was hope. I feel like I had hope that it was going to, not the sex would get better.
I was about to say it.
Hope that we
would. Was that the only bad thing?
Was the sex the only bad thing? Mm-hmm. No, it was a couple other things.
Okay.
Damn.
So I feel like in my early 20s, I was just making bad decisions.
Okay.
We're going to go with that.
It happens to the best of us. I think we all did.
I
think we all did.
Because ain't no way.
Right, I do get that.
It says petty.
What?
Love is not petty. I agree with that. The moment that you act petty with me, I'm done.
I feel like now we're going into like personality traits. When you saying love is not something, because why would love be petty? How can you be petty? How can you make love petty?
I don't know. That is a great question. I didn't write the list. I'm just reading. It says love is not impossible to find.
It depends on what type of love you're looking for.
I'm gonna agree with that.
Meaning,
as I figured out, there literally may not be somebody for everybody.
So I say that all the time.
I think that's a
romantic.
That's a hard pill to swallow, but it's real.
That may not be like you may romantically in life, and you know, some people will give you the hope, like, oh, it's somebody for everybody, you don't have to worry about it. But there may be a lining where you just may be one of those people that you don't get
won't
that.
Find your person.
Mm-mm. Or your person is just not romantic and you can't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Love is not a one time thing.
The fuck is this coupon? Like what?
I'm guessing they're saying
like you be in love more than one time.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's what it means.
That's not necessarily true. Some people marry their high school sweethearts and then like
you can be fall in love more than once.
Can, but it's not. But to say it's you'll do it more than once, you can't really say that.
No,
because you may not.
That's true.
Love is not just a word.
I agree because it's an action.
It's an action.
It's action. It's a feeling.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. love is a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Love is a whole bunch.
Love is not distrustful.
No. Mm. Agreed, it's not.
It's not, yeah.
Love is not condemning.
No. What the hell? Jesus loves everybody.
Well, it's two more.
It does sound like personality traits. Right. Yeah. It sounds like somebody is mad. Like,
yeah, that's what it is.
Love is not this. Like, you did that.
You can't say you love me and you don't trust me. You can't say you love me and you hate me. You can't
but
do that.
You love me.
So, yeah, no. Okay.
Love is not selfish.
No.
It's not.
And love is not fickle.
No, love is not fickle. That's the same thing as petty.
Yeah.
Clearly,
fickle is like, yeah, definitely wishy washy. No. It's finite. Like, it's you love me or you do not. It's that is no in between.
All right. It says love is, and I'm gonna read it, and then you can stop me whenever you want to stop me. It says love is patient, love is kind.
This is a scripture.
It's a scripture. Go ahead. Go finish
it's
the rest.
It's just the whole, you
love
know,
is
I know.
Patient,
go ahead.
Love is kind.
It does not envy.
It does not boast. Go ahead.
You can finish it. It is not proudly. People be posting shit and act like they just came up with it.
Like you just stole it from Jesus.
Yeah, like you really I did. Can't. That was that's a sin. Ain't that a sin? Like it's okay. It's okay.
Y'all can probably finish the rest of it. I need y'all finish the rest of it.
You know it. You know it. Look in your Bible. Look in your Bible. Well, your grandma's Bible. Tell my Bible.
Whatever is available. It's apps.
I got it. It's in the scripture every morning. I got it.
Love versus. This is probably another scripture. It says love versus lust. They don't confuse love for lust. Lust is salt water and will kill a relationship. Agape love, or agape, however you say it.
Agape
right. Love is life and will heal and grow a relationship.
I think they missed the mark.
Yeah.
They might have.
The salt water drawn that you thought you lost me with that one.
You know what love, you know what's the difference between love and lust when all that person does for you is give you a physical attraction.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what you lusted for.
I agree.
And they don't care about nothing else.
They don't care about nothing else.
Yeah. That's it.
If you don't desire anything else from that person too, like mm-hmm. it's like, I don't really want to talk to you during the day. Like, I don't really care about how your day is going. I don't really, you know, if you had a bad day, I'm not doing anything about it. Yeah. Like, that's one of those.
Like, if you didn't eat today,
love.
I don't care.
They really hate you for it.
Yeah.
Exactly. But if you come through after 10 p.m. and you're
really
like, yeah, I'm on my way.
Keep it being.
You said they hate you for real?
They really hate you for real, but they just, you know what I'm saying? They say you look good, so
they
like,
hate you. I just don't think they care.
Yeah, they don't.
You're not their main joint. Like they say, if a guy call you his old lady, it's serious.
That's their old head shit.
I was like, what?
It's my old lady.
His old lady. Like,
my old lady right there.
You don't want to be his wife. You want to be his old lady because he take you more serious. And I was like, wow. Mr. Mark.
Okay.
Mr. Mark on that one. Get
this one. It says, people raised on love will do anything for you. People raised on survival will do anything to you. Know the difference.
To you?
Yeah. People raised on love will do anything for you. People raised on survival will do anything to you. Know the difference. Do you agree with that?
No.
That's true. I feel like you're going to do a stranger dirty. They don't know you. They're going to do whatever.
Sometimes it's the people close to you that do you dirty too.
Yeah. I get what that is trying to say, but I don't fully agree that people raised on love will do anything for you, because you could be raised on love and be selfish.
Yeah.
True. That is true.
Very much so.
So
yeah.
I get where it was trying to go, because the whole raised on love versus raised on survival, it is like a big thing, but mm-hmm.
I feel like if somebody that was raised on love meets somebody that was raised on survival, like how you love somebody, if you love them like out loud, you know, big and boastful, you do a lot for them. Somebody raised on survival is just like they take it kind of with a grain of salt because they think that something else comes with it.
Right.
They feel like your love has conditions for it. Mm-hmm. And you may not be that type of person, but because they were raised on survival, it's just like, I have to make it through, but love is really not something that I'm worried about.
That's a battle, though.
Mm-hmm.
Being a person who's raised on love and trying to love somebody who was raised on survival, that is a battle.
We had a whole episode about that and how hard it is to try right. to get that breakthrough because they don't even know. Like the little stuff that you just think is normal because you grew up. There we go. You grew up with love. I was struggling there.
It was there. I knew you was going. It was there.
You grew up having love, mm-hmm. and then those people, they just grew up surviving every day. They didn't know. They don't even know what love is. They just knew they had to get it.
But
everything but love.
I think what people miss with that too is that just because you grew up on survival and I grew up on love doesn't mean I didn't have to have like survival tendencies with that love. Like mm-hmm. we didn't have to survive in that love. I'm just saying, just because you were missing something that I have an overwhelming abundance of right. doesn't mean that I don't know what it's like to just have to survive. Mm-hmm. And maybe you got to put love on the back burner for a second.
Right.
But, you know, as an adult, mm-hmm. like people that are adults and that have that type of trauma, childhood, whatever the case may be growing up, if that was how you were raised, I feel like when you get older and you can say it out loud, mm-hmm. you need to fix it.
Agreed.
Like, you need yes. to work on it.
Like, at some point, we can't keep going over the fact that your dad left you at five. I can't keep trying to survive that.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, if you know it's a problem and you know that plagues you, it's okay to get help for that.
Yeah, child. Seek therapy. Don't seek therapy.
Only for crazy people. Yeah,
it's for everybody.
It's yeah. for everybody.
Yeah, even if things are going good, you might talk to a therapist, and the therapist might say, "Well, you know, that's not normal."
Right.
Like you might be,
or like your ways of handling things is kind of toxic. Yeah. Right. Like they could tell you stuff like that.
That helps.
exactly. It says at a certain age, things are not misunderstandings or mistakes anymore. It's your character, and I'm not with it.
Child, say it again. Say it.
I like that.
At a certain age, things are not misunderstandings or mistakes anymore. It's your character, and I'm not with it.
How many times you hear somebody say, "Oh, that's just how I am."
No.
Yeah.
You can be that way. Yeah. You don't got to be that way over here.
Good day.
But you can be that way. Congrats.
Have a good day over wherever the fuck you at.
I love that.
I don't want yeah. no parts
you gotta,
of it.
You got to change.
Like, congrats on how you are.
Yeah. It's no
not
way,
over here.
It's no way.
But I love that for you over there.
It's no way you like 35, 40 with an 18-year-old mindset still. And you keep blaming everything. Oh, well, you know, that's just how I am. That's just how, okay.
No.
That's exactly why that's
like,
where you are.
If you don't know that you evolve, that everybody evolves as a human being, period. But if you as a person don't evolve from the person you were in high school, mm-hmm. elementary school, mm-hmm. your mm-hmm. early 20s, and you still doing that later on in life, you have a problem. And if nobody around you is telling you have a problem, you just around a bunch of enablers and yes men.
Agreed.
That's some bullshit.
But you know what? You know what I think that people should start doing? I think people should start admitting that they don't want help for that.
That right? is true.
Like,
too.
I think you should just start admitting, saying, like, okay, this is how I am. I'm not changing, just so y'all know. Like, right. this is going to be me.
I didn't know up front.
Until I die. I like it. I don't care if you don't like it. Yes, I know I'm toxic. Yes, I know I need help, but I'm not going to get it, and I don't care. I think that people should just be honest with themselves because, like, we can say, like, you need help. This isn't right. You shouldn't be 35, 40 with an 18-year-old mindset. You shouldn't mm-hmm. be that way. But own it.
Very yeah. much so.
Just own it. It's okay for you to own your shit and be like, I don't care how y'all feel about it. I like it, so I'm going to stay yeah. this way.
Somebody going to be around you to a certain amount of time.
Right.
And then they're going to move on. It's going to exactly. be like, okay, you don't want to be that way.
Or somebody got enjoy, your same mindset.
I enjoy something in you, but, you know, when you get to this part, I'm just going right. to exit.
People don't own it because they don't see it as an issue. It's like when people rent. Like, when you rent, you ain't got to worry about owning something because you ain't got to worry about taking care of nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You should still take care of when you rent. I want my deposit back.
You think that way, but people don't think that way. People rent something and think, oh, I don't care. They don't give a fuck about none of that. But
I mean,
when you start owning shit,
it's nice to know I ain't got to replace a water heater if it go out. That's the part about it. But, you know.
Some people still listen. Some people go around with that rent mindset all day and they don't have to worry about owning nothing.
I mean, you know.
That's the way.
Everybody
that's
don't want to own some
that's
shit.
That's the way they look at it.
You got to own. Everybody don't want to own. Some people just want to be like, I want to enjoy my life and go about my business. And then,
it just is what it is.
And there you go.
It says the communication is only bad when they don't want you for real. Do you agree?
Are we only talking about in relationships?
I'm guessing so. Because they say the communication is only bad when they don't want you for real. So I'm guessing when it comes to dating somebody, that's what I'm thinking they're saying. When it comes to dating somebody, they'd be like, man, this person, they don't ever want to hit me up. They have terrible communication or such and such. They might not be feeling you.
People want to live in Delulu land, and I don't understand it.
Right with the shits.
All I did was post flowers on Valentine's Day, and I get a text message saying, bet,
I cannot.
I ain't even pop out. I ain't even say nothing.
I'm just not understanding.
What are you upset for?
Not the
why
bet,
you,
though.
Why you in my views feeling it's like, feeling personal? Like, this is not even that serious. Go about your business.
I'm just promoting my cousin's business. Why are you upset?
That's a good one. I'm just promoting my cousin's business.
I'm just taking groceries in my cousin's house.
Yo. No.
I didn't reply to the message prior to that, so I guess that's why they were upset. But yeah, people who just
to answer that, I think it's like another side to it. First of all, some people just don't communicate at all and don't have good communication.
That is true.
But also sometimes you might have a level of communication that the person is not meeting, but they don't really communicate that way. Right. So it's not that they don't or won't. It's just that that's not their level. You might want to talk like every day, or you might want to know when somebody's doing something or going out, and they might not
be used to it
right, or think that it's necessary. Mm-hmm. So they don't. So then it's also like you kind of have to get somebody acclimated to what works for you and also what works for them. So that's where the communication, but I don't think it's always a situation of like, they don't I don't want you, so I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, right. Like, no.
But it could be it could be one of those factors.
Oh, yeah,
factors.
Didn't you say earlier, he hates you for real, so.
He really hates you for real, so he don't want to be, you know what I'm saying, he don't want to be bothered.
I mean, yeah, but you, take you a would hint. Know that. You would know that. Like, if you just met somebody and y'all was texting a lot before, and then you gave him some, and then y'all not texting.
Oh, that's on you.
What you saying? So what is the answer there?
Oh yeah, he don't want you.
He could have got what he wanted. And it was cool.
If y'all met
for the better or the worse.
And if y'all met and he wasn't a good communicator then, and he's still not a good communicator, it's just like, is he somebody that's just not willing to try to be a better communicator because he just want to be stuck in that way?
That's an early red flag.
But is that something that'll make you? But is it really a red flag, or is it just something that you can bypass because he's not doing anything else outside of it? Because you could be like, oh, he's not a good communicator and everything like that. And then somebody's worried about, oh, but he's communicating with such and such. Or he's not a good communicator with you, but he get his group chat.
And is a great communicator.
And a great communicator.
Oh, see, I don't like that.
And it's like, well, no, we need all sides of the spectrum. All sides of the spectrum. So you're going to be a good communicator with me and not them. Or you're going to be like half and half with both of us.
It's also like, what's your top requirements? If your top requirement is something like that, then...
Requirements. Yeah. You gave us a topic. Yeah. Do a show of requirements.
If it's one of the things that is a deal breaker for you, that they are not a good communicator, like, don't stay. Don't settle for that if that's not what you want. And you, especially if you're communicating and telling the person like what you want over and over and over and like what you like and stuff like that. And even if it's like... not like a yelling thing.
And they just like, that's cool.
And it's just like, yeah, like, I don't really like that. I don't prefer that you communicate with me that way. I like this. This makes me feel more secure, reassured, stuff like that. And if it's kind of like a okay, and then it just don't, then you got to make that decision.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Requirements. I like that one. I like that one.
You're welcome.
That's going to be, we get topics week by week. Man. We're going to use that one. All right, let me read this to y'all. So it says, I be so confused when women say they never been on dates, never received flowers, never experienced normal relationship things, but have kids. I don't like to judge, but the math is not mathing at all. It says, when my mother says she's never received a compliment in her entire life but has 7 kids, girl, why?
I be shutting my mouth on those things because I don't have those problems. I never had those problems.
So how'd you end up laying down? I just don't know what happened. That is the question.
Like, what?
Because what got you? What made your drawers come down?
In seven times.
I feel like I've been in situations where I did not try, I did not flirt, and I got some coochie.
That means they actively wanted to give you coochie.
Yeah.
They liked you.
They liked you that much. They wanted to give you coochie.
She got her own self off real quick.
Crazy.
She got her own self ready.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy.
She got her own self ready.
That shit was like, I really want to see what this nigga is like. So you know what? I'm just going to give him some coochie.
But the ones that have kids, though, that's different.
So we saying the woman that has 7 kids, we basically saying she got neighborhood, you know what I'm saying?
That's not what.
That's not what we
that's
saying.
That's what I was getting. That's
I don't want to label
saying.
That woman.
I'm not saying. So if even if she didn't get a compliment or whatever case to me, like maybe a nigga game was just his game was just whatever his game was, and it was easy. To get it.
That's finesse. That's a that funny boy.
But that doesn't mean during that game he was that doesn't mean during that conversation he was complimenting her. He could just been spitting some shit and having her like feeling herself and you know
that nigga is a sniper.
Sometimes you'll put some shit in your own. You'll have people that put shit in their own head and they'll be like they filling in man. There we go. They filling in blanks in the conversation that they having with you in their head. So you ain't even say it, but she heard you say it. So this is where it's going.
You said you want to get married.
It was a modern day poet. He didn't hit you with some shit. You like, damn, I never even got nothing.
Honestly, I feel bad for that though. Like nobody ever romanced you, but you have 7 kids. Like that's honestly like
sad.
Yeah, that's sad. Like sad. She should have been romanced at some point. Somebody should. But he also said complimented. Like nobody told you was pretty. You look good. You're a nice person. Like nobody said that to you.
She's probably getting romance once they got to the bedroom.
That's not a romance.
But
pillow talking.
That's not a romance.
That's not romantic.
That's what people don't even know the difference between just sex and intimacy.
You think romance is laying there saying, how was that for you?
I said, what if? I didn't say.
No.
I was just asking.
Romance is you wanting to take that extra step to make them feel special. That's when you add intimacy to it. And it's not always just physical that we got to lay down and have sex together. That's when, like, you ran me a bath, you rub my feet, you, like, just ran your fingers through my, you know, my fresh blowout. I don't know. Like something.
Not the fresh men blowout. Men know who to do, who to try that with, who not to do that with.
That is a thing. What? That's so relaxing. Like you rock me to sleep.
What?
I've had it.
Once, the fresh like blow, he said,
I me literally had somebody rock me to
like
sleep.
Like he said,
that
men,
shit is
men,
sleeping right here.
What?
Men know, men know who to and who not to do that with. So if you was with somebody and that man never did it to you, y'all was together for a while and he didn't want to.
You're right. He was doing
men know what they want and what they don't want.
Okay. Yeah.
What they want to do and what we don't want to do.
Right.
So if it's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay. Question.
Go ahead.
To the men then. Ooh. All right. So if you had.
We like questions.
We always love these ones. So you said you know who to do that to and who not to. Right. Mm-hmm. So let's say you got a girl who's you don't feel. Mm-hmm. You need to do that with or whatever. But in order for you to get to the level with her that you want to get, she's requiring you to do that. Do you do it or are you saying like,
what level we talking?
I'm not doing it. Whatever level you need to get to with her.
Get that box up?
Yeah, maybe. But it's like, you think that she's one way and she's basically like, no, I need this, this, and this in order for you to get that. So are you doing it or are you being like, you ain't worth that. I'm not doing it.
Depends on it.
I will do that if it's organically, if we organically,
the vibes is right.
If the vibes is organic, if I feel like I just saw you and like I ain't, and I feel like you were requiring a lot and it seemed like I had to put the work in and I didn't see if it was worth it, I'm going to skim it.
You can tell early on. You can tell.
Tell early women, on if you going to drop men, a bag on her? Or
men,
like,
no. Men, how would I put this? Men know who and who not to put the work in with. We could kind of tell, like where certain stuff going after about a week or two. We could tell. Make it tell.
So you saying like
how men with a good men with a good talk game? We can tell.
So you're saying men can tell when they're gonna put in a bare minimum and she accepting it. So you don't have to put in extra.
Oh yeah, for sure.
We can tell.
My bare minimum, if I can get you to, not even if I can do this, because I feel like I don't do this, but it's a thing.
Can't make this shit up.
Bare minimum.
You can't make this shit up.
Can't make this shit up.
Can't make this up. Bare minimum. If I don't gotta get the coochie, if I don't have to take you out to get the coochie, we going bare minimum until I can't bare minimum no more.
It's going to sound bad. It's going to sound really bad. Most men are going to. I don't want to say most men, because if a man is feeling you, he's not. He's going to go above and beyond. I'll put it that way. He's going to lay it on heavy. Pretty much. He's going to bring the flowers. He going. You know what I'm saying? He going to restaurants. He going. You know, just do extra shit because he really feeling you. Then there's the guys that's just going to do the bare minimum, because they know they could do the bare minimum. Like, because it's a lot of women out here that never had, like, you could give a woman, certain women, just a flowers. They never had flowers. I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Men, sometimes, if they just study a woman's Instagram, certain women Instagram, and a woman's always saying, I never had this, I never had that, I never did this. If a man do one or two of those things,
ladies, stop putting that shit.
Listen, I'm just giving them the game. I'm keeping it a bean. They checking your pages and shit.
They going through your.
I'm just telling you because you
don't push it out there.
And you'll notice it around certain holidays. You notice it's going to feed into my next thing, but you'll notice around certain holidays, certain things, like a woman to say, "Oh, I never had this," or you might be following a chick. Oh, I wish somebody gave me flowers, or I wish that women give you the game plan.
I don't like flowers. I like flowers, but I don't like.
Might not be flowers.
I love flowers.
Women, they die. Women, they really pretty when I get them.
Women will be.
I actually learned how to take care of them for like, and they'll live for like a month.
Ooh.
Damn.
I need that recipe.
I got you.
Women, women to definitely give out the game plan, though. It's just a matter of if the right guy with the right, you know, because women could give out the game. It's like playing football or something. You could have a game plan, but if you don't execute it, don't mean nothing.
To answer your question, the requirement thing, if I don't feel like you're worth me putting in a work in, and you require these things already, because it's there's no interest there, and you want me to do these things that required. It's like I'm if I do it, it's just doing it based on because you want that.
Let me ask you this: right. What would make a chick worth it, though? What would make a chick not worth it?
Not worth it? Oh, the red flags off of questions I ask. Like, it's just certain things. Maybe social media. Maybe like her mindset, or maybe in the way she dressed.
Damn, how she dressed?
I'm more mindset.
I was going to say that too. Like, what's?
Would you want to walk out with somebody that look like they a bum?
Oh, they stay
okay.
The next
okay, okay, yeah. That makes sense.
You know what? I was going to go the opposite. I was thinking like really slutty.
I didn't know it was like she looks bummy. Oh, okay.
The mindset thing is a big thing too. Like,
oh, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, what is? What
especially if all you think about is like. If all you're thinking about is niggas constantly or money or everything that come out your mouth is like, you need like, that shit will turn anybody off. Agreed. Even if not romantically, I don't even want to be friends with you. That's your mindset.
Even if like, that's your homegirl's friend and she's around, it's like, don't bring her back. Like, you know? Wow. Don't bring her back.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I want a man to take care of me, but I live in my mom's house.
Be right at you. Right.
Like, your dad not even taking care of you.
That's crazy. God damn. God damn.
I'm saying. That's the thing. Yo.
God damn.
I've been thinking that for the longest. I keep seeing either it's a podcast or, like, I saw this clip on TikTok the other day. Mm-hmm. It was a podcast full of females, and the female was like, if you make 50K a year, you should not be dating.
I seen that.
And I was like, this shit has to stop. A fucking prank.
Wait, why not?
Because my whole thing is...
Is that broke?
Yes, it's broke. So ooh. I was just like, the average fucking American, this guy broke it down. He was like, the average African American woman makes 50K a year. The average African American man makes 53K a year. Mm-hmm. The average American makes 69K a year.
Mm-hmm. So you got two,
everybody
two
is fucking broke.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yes.
Everybody is broke. But if you out here living above your means, you're broker. You're poor.
For sure. That makes zero sense. If you out here flaunting just because.
But if you living at home with your mother or your aunt, your grandma, or a house full of women, or a house full of niggas that there's cousins, uncles, but none of them your father or grandfather. And you telling me that you want a man to take care of you, your dad is not even taking care of you. Where is he?
That's wild.
I see this.
Not a dad that's dead, none of that. I'm talking about a nigga that chose not to be there.
Right.
You've never seen again for the rest of your life. But you want a man to take care of you. Where did you get that mindset from?
And then what if he's living comfortably off of 50K? Right. Like, you don't know what his life is about. Like, what if he owns his home and he got it way back and the mortgage is low? He don't got no car, no. That 50K could look like 100, depending on what he did with
you
it.
You need to say you can't date if you don't have good money management skills.
Right.
That makes more sense.
Like, if you working at a low-end job, but your money management is really good, how can I tell you that you can't do something? You ain't living above your means.
Y'all be burning me out.
I did not know that was broke.
That shit threw me through the loop.
I was like,
wilder and wilder.
I was like, damn, I'm broke.
Y'all be burning us out. Yo, y'all be burning us out. Because then people, we say something, that shit don't, we say something positive, you know what I'm saying, with some sense. You know what I'm saying? We make sense of shit. And then this shit don't, you know what I'm saying? we make sense of shit. Like, stop going on or having a podcast. Certain shit is for therapy. Everything don't need to be said. I want y'all to understand this.
Keep that in the group chat.
Y'all, everything don't need to be. The problem is, y'all go in there, y'all don't have topics, y'all get drunk, or y'all say the same topics. We, what, going on 60 episodes in? We haven't. The gender war thing stopped a long time ago for us. We never even had a gender war. It was just one of those, all right, like it was what it was. We said our piece, you move on. Y'all keep reliving the same damn topics because y'all suck. Not- I'm gonna tell you, y'all suck. Yeah, y'all don't have drinking, you guys no creates because people don't be having creative
water.
People
have some water.
No, because seriously, nothing. People didn't hear this shit. Y'all don't be having no creativity. Y'all just go in there and just think of the most outlandish shit,
and it's gonna make and, go and
just gonna make people go viral. And I hate it. Right. And I because especially us, because we take time, write shit down, have topics, think about shit. When y'all just y'all get on there, y'all get drunk. Talking about, oh, this nigga got to pay my bills. Oh, if a man don't have this, this person got pissed on. We don't care about none of that. Like, seriously. Like, what? We don't care about that. Oh, I slept with this. It'd be the same. You know, it's crazy. It'd be the same things. And they keep running it and running it and running it, like, you know, it. Running into the ground.
It'd be weird because there's so many, like, and I'm you know. But it's mainly on TikTok because I had time I don't see it on Instagram. Man. But it'd be on there and I'll see the variety of different women who live a normal lifestyle. And they get attacked for that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, one girl got attacked because she was just like, I go 50-50 with my man, or whatever case is me. She was like, it works for us. I am not in a bad relationship. There's nothing wrong with him. Mm-hmm. It's just, this is how it works for us. People were in the comments tearing her apart, mm-hmm. saying, like, oh, that can never be me. I'm not paying rent. My man's supposed to pay that, and da-da-da. Is he your husband, or is he just your boyfriend, or is he just a baby father?
People just be talking.
Or, like... Yeah. Because I'm saying, like, you and y'all get mad, and then a woman would get mad when a guy would ask, so, well, what are you bringing to the table? And it's just like, why you got to know what I'm bringing to the table? And it's just like, maybe if he worded it differently. Like, what else do you have to offer besides just your word and pussy or you cook or whatever case it may be? Because DoorDash is still a thing. Uber Eats is still a thing.
He Instacart, was before you.
Instacart is wonderful.
Burnout.
Like, man. I'm just saying, like.
Instacart is wonderful.
A lot of, like, listen, I don't even want to go to the market anymore. I just Instacart shit. I don't care. But it's just like a lot of these qualities that y'all throw out and say that you would never be that woman or you would never do that. It's like somebody's living comfortably with that. And then right. you get on social media and it's just like it's not the normal. And it make you feel like you doing something wrong right. or your lifestyle is weird. When it's just like
I think
it works for us.
Social media makes people feel like they can't be their authentic selves because mm-hmm. so many mm-hmm. people will get on there and say, like, somebody will be like, I'll never go 50-50 with my man. He got to pay the rent and I'll pay the smaller bills, or he pays all the bills and my money's for me. Then you got all these other people in there like, yeah. So if you're living that lifestyle, it's like, well, wait, like, this is the norm and what's wrong with me? Like, that is not the norm. People say, like to fraud listen, also.
Like we always say, don't let Instagram dictate your life. Don't let these people
don't
go in there.
Don't let social media, period, yeah. dictate mm-hmm. your life.
You see somebody, you think they doing something, and then you see them like, dang, you on the bus? I thought you had the Benz, the you know, this series.
Yeah. I might be on a bus and my Benz might be parked. Bitch, the bus is cheaper.
You have a point there.
The bus?
Gas?
Like, what? If there. You work in Center City and you, there. Everybody's on the regional rail, nobody would catch the bus, of course, but at least you're on a regional rail or the L or something like that. And you park your car somewhere else. Yes. Like, we live economically frou-frou around here. Yeah. We ain't trying to be out here living paycheck
to
paycheck.
Smarter, not harder.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Yeah. Don't let Instagram dictate your life, because it's your life at the end of the day.
Agreed.
Because, like I said, most people see this, they're like, oh, it got to be word, and then it'd be the opposite. And then it's just, all it is just back and forth. It's just so, it's so annoying. Mm-hmm. All right, so, Ash, you threw me a topic earlier. What was it? The pressures.
Oh, the there pressures of Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Because I saw a lot of that.
You said the pressures mm-hmm. of Valentine's Day?
Okay. Explain.
I saw a lot of that. Like, people wanted, the biggest thing that I've been seeing the past couple years when it comes to Valentine's Day is people bring up the room. Like, the hotel room decorated with the balloons, the rose petals, the gifts on the bed, the candles, you know, all those things. And it's just like, if you want it, you want it. Let your man know, this is something that I like. Or whatever the case may be. I'm not saying right around Valentine's Day start talking about this is what you like. Like, in your relationship, you should be having a conversation anyway. These are the things I might like for a random night, or I like for my birthday, or I've never been surprised this way. I would like that. Mm-hmm. Or I've done this for somebody, but I wish it was done for me. Right. So when it comes to these holidays, they have an idea of what you may want or what you don't like. So they're not just giving you bullshit candy out of Walgreens that's about to go on sale tomorrow.
Niggas just in the way.
I'm just saying. And it's just like, but then you see other people that have these extravagant things and you feel as though, and you may feel as though, or your man didn't do enough. Mm-hmm. closed mouths do not get fed.
Agreed.
Like I said, you have to literally, like, nobody is a mind reader, but you have to bring it up at another occasion to let them know these are the type of things I like. So they know these things. Now, if they go along with you for all these years and you've been telling them time and time again, this is what I like, this is what I like, and they just still give you bullshit, mm-hmm. he don't like you.
Yeah, pretty much.
He don't like you.
Pretty much.
Because he does not care what your words say. And another thing, my boyfriend made me realize this year. Valentine's Day is not just for us. Ladies,
look at that.
It's not just for us.
Yeah, I actually knew that a long time
now,
ago.
Now, me, it was just like a, okay. But I realized it. I realized, and I was like, you know what, you're right. Valentine's Day is not just about me or whatever the case may be. But it was just like, it's a female thing. I like to be romanticized or whatever the case may be. Like, I want all the
I don't think men talk about how they actually do want to be romanced.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't think that it's like a, mind you, like, I kind of vet my guys that way. I'm like, do you like this? Like, I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do it, and based on your reaction, mm-hmm. I'm gonna do it again. You know what I mean? I'm gonna see, because like, men want that randomness too. Like, we love random stuff. All like, I'm more than sure that if he came home with like flowers, just on like, well, I know you said you don't like
but
flowers,
but he did but bring me like flowers. I was like, oh, thank you.
Right,
but they die.
Or like,
so bad at it. I like it.
Or like, do you like to eat? Like, maybe he came home with like a gift card and mm-hmm. said, here, this is for our date night this week. Oh, like yeah. that, yeah. you know, like something Period. Cute like that, something that you would like mm-hmm. that's uniquely for you. You like that, but. It's like, also, like, let's say you're, you know, we all work, right? So mm-hmm. you guys like a working guy or whatever like that, and you know maybe he's coming home like late, and you either get home before him or don't have to work that day or whatever like that. Like, he walk in the crib and it's dinner on the table and you in a nightie, like you in lingerie. Yeah. Like, he might be like,
no, bro, that.
Okay, what's up? You know what I mean? No, like, bro. if he come in on some, I'm exhausted, I'm not paying you attention type stuff, mm-hmm. then, yeah, don't do that again. But if he's like, well, okay, like, he got his second win, like, what's up? You know what I mean? I don't think that men actually talk about that they want to be romanced, they want to, like, you know, feel mm-hmm. Appreciated and stuff like that. I think if men were just more verbal about the fact that y'all want that, I think more women would do it. Also, the pressures mm-hmm. of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is not Christmas. Like, yeah. obviously, yeah. like,
yo, you know, it's funny. Niggas,
why is it
niggas,
that people getting, like, full watches, whole outfits? I think that's amazing. I think it's cute if you can do it. But I just don't treat it like it's, like, a second Christmas, right? It's supposed to be about love, listen, like, do activities and stuff. I don't know.
Niggas spend $300, get 12 roses, and give out 4 strokes. And be mad at him, a motherfucker. Hey, man, you didn't waste $300, bro. Nigga, so get out of 4
you
stroker.
You done paid about $3 for the hotel room. That's not including the incidentals. You done got it decorated. And I was about to say, I know, how much was she charging? Man. I think it was like $600 she was charging to decorate the room.
Yo.
But, I mean, I digress. But, yeah, like, the flowers they ain't was posting, they're a pretty penny, too. Not like, I'm just saying, like, y'all, you go through all these motions, y'all buy all these things, or whatever case may be. I don't know how many strokes you put in there. I'm not going to play y'all like me.
Not the 4 stroker.
I'm not going to say that.
Not the 4 stroker poker.
How many strokes you put in there, whatever case may be, you know. And then it's just like, from that night, Valentine's Day, from that night, the next day, how do you feel? Like, do you feel more in love? Or do you feel like you were obligated to do these things? Mm. So now that it's over, it's just like back to our regular
that's program. And then, you know, that's the sad part. Most guys don't do shit on a regular.
Mm-hmm.
So they just be, I know, first of all, y'all niggas be in the way on Valentine's Day. That's why I gotta go before. Because, like, when you be in there, I'm trying to get some roses. I'm trying to get this and that. And y'all just in the way. Y'all don't know what to get. Y'all trying to decide if it's this.
She, like, don't even like roses. She like lilies.
What are you doing?
She's
like, fly. Yeah, come on.
Like, no.
The fuck out the way. Like, y'all just in the.
Yeah, like, the Buddha. I went to a basketball game. One. I can't watch basketball at home. But in person, it's actually interesting.
And then, you listen to the Sixers game? Mm-hmm. I like in person.
In person, I dig it all the way. And then I went to get some drinks, and then I got some food from David's, and we got the baby.
See, there you go. Simple thing.
It was a good night to me.
We've been with somebody for so long. It's the simple thing sometimes. You could always tell the new relationships because they go, you bought her a Prada bag. You bought her this. You like, damn, bro.
Yeah, I went to get
pho. All that just to not be with the person later on.
That'd be the crazy part.
Like, what? Like, you going to overextend yourself, because if you going to set the bar this high, this early, Yeah. Oh, you can't let
that
shit
do a lot.
No.
You have to do a lot.
Next, you gotta buy me a pyramid.
Right.
You gotta buy me a pyramid or something.
Most people are like that. If you start something off away, mm-hmm. you better be able to keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
What's next for you in arts and class? What's next?
What's next for me? Well, for me, I'm actually trying to like challenge myself on like my skill level. I want to learn more about skin. There's so much to learn about skin. So I definitely want to learn more about skin because I actually want a serum line.
Huh? What's that?
So
all the niggas looking like, what are you talking about? Niggas like, what?
So serums basically like you have your cleanser, your toner, your moisturizer, all that kind of stuff. But serums solve your problems like outside of the spa and like at home. These are things that you can use at home to solve specific issues that you might be having. Like if you have like fine lines and wrinkles, if you have hyperpigmentation, if you have dull skin or anything like that, those are things that will help you achieve the skin that you want more on like a home base level.
Right.
So I want to develop serums that are really good for melanated skin. Like, we don't have anything that's... We have a bunch of stuff out there, right? But we don't have anything that specifically caters to things that we go through. Like, you know, after you pop a pimple, you immediately have, like, some hyperpigmentation a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. So, I want to, you know, research that more and come up with things that are going to help people on a broader scale.
Right.
And then next weekend, I'm actually... I just got... noticed that I'm going to be in Philly Fashion Week as a makeup artist.
Oh, that's what's up.
So I'll be there. This is my first time, and I'm nervous about that. But challenges, you know, to, you know, help your skills.
How did you come up with the name Arts in Class?
Because makeup is artistry, and I was teaching.
Short and simple.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Short and simple. Last question. What's your favorite service to do, like, as far as... What services do you get, matter of fact, I should say?
There we go.
Okay, so I have a variety of facials that I do. I wax, like, full body. Yes, full body.
I'll be seeing you in private about a week or so.
Yes, full body. I do different makeup looks. But I love, like, I minimize my menu so that it's easier for people to pick what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like an express facial that you can do like lunchtime. It's like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
A basic facial that's just like a cleansing. Mm-hmm. A deluxe that's more than that. And then there's Ultimate Works that you get more stuff than that. Then I have dermaplaning and microdermabrasion. I love dermaplaning. I think that's like my favorite one because... it's like an immediate transformation. You like you immediately see results because you're taking off like the fine layer of hair that people have on their face. And like you don't really see or notice that people have like a shadow on their face. So when you take that off, like they automatically look brighter and cleaner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's like one of my favorites.
I know I say last question, but quick, if somebody's at home and they just, you know, maybe they can't make it in, what's a routine that somebody can do at home for their skin or like that you think will work from home?
CTM. Always CTM. Cleanser, toner, moisturizer. Always CTM. You can start there. That's always a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you have a good routine with that, then it'll show you, like, your problem areas. Like, if you want to have, like, clearer skin, you'll know what serums and stuff like that to add in. You may not know, but you'll know what your problems are, so you'll know what to be able to ask. Like, but always... just start with CTM, cleanser, toner, and moisturizer.
Simple. All right, give them the website, give them the Instagram, give them everything they want to pull up on you.
Okay, so website is beautyofac.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also at beautyofac on Instagram and TikTok, and my personal is at Candace Ray Can. Candace with an A, not an I. Candace Ray Can on Instagram.
Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate you letting us pull up.
Lovely.
Yes, thank y'all for coming.
Oh, no problem. See, that wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. You're a little nervous, you know what I'm saying? A little nervous.
It wasn't that bad.
It was a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like we always say, man, common sense ain't always common. So, put a little bit more smarts in the world. And on that note, it's the Bull Vance. I'll let y'all.
Bye.